We begin in Greek. All right, isn't it exciting? All right. What are the three different kinds of Greek? Somebody tell me. Good. Classical or... Yeah, classical, Koine, or modern. And I just thought of Attic Greek. They talk about it being, you know, where it's very highly intelligent. Attic. Not addict.
Attic is in like egghead Greek.
It is egghead. It is Attic. Yeah, egghead Greek. It's very high. Although, you know, it'd be funny. A general, Alexander the Great, he learned and spoke Attic Greek. And that's how come, and he established a high standard for Greek, and that's how come he enforced Greek across the world when he conquered it. All right, let's go through our alphabet, okay? Ignoring the capitals for a little bit. Let's say them together. Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, or Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Chi, Omicron. I should say Xi, sorry, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon, Phi, Chi, Psi, Omega. All right. Let's see, Barry, go through the list with me.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon.
Keep going.
Zeta.
No,
Eta.
No. Yeah, Zeta. And then go ahead.
Zeta, is it?
Yeah, that's Zeta.
Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu.
Xi.
Xi. Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
Oiro. Sigma, Tau, Tau, and Upsilon. Phi, Chi, Psi.
Yeah, it's okay to go Phi, Xi, Psi, Omega. Okay, all right, let's do it. Let's see if Dean can do it. Loud and clear, soldier.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa. Lambda, Mu, Nu, Psi, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon. Chi, Psi, Omega.
Good. All right, John.
Alpha, Beta, and Gamma, Delta, Epsilon. Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Xi, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon. Is it Upsilon or Upsilon?
Probably can't be pronounced yet, Upsilon, but it's Upsilon.
Upsilon, yes. And then
Chi. I thought you did defy. I'm sorry. Phi.
No, I said Phi,
Psi,
and
Omega. Oh, Omega.
All Omega.
So it was
Psi.
Phi, Chi, Psi.
Phi, Chi, Psi,
Omega. All right, without cheating. Go ahead there, Keith.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Psi, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon, Phi, I keep thinking Chi, Chi, no, not Chi,
Chi.
Chi. Psi and Omega.
And you start off fast and then it slows down towards the end. Alright, we have some new things we're going to learn this morning. Last week, Gina did very well, so I'm not going to test her again. We'll test again another day. All right, this next section is something called phonics, vowels, diphthongs, and breathings. Now, one rule I want you to write down at the bottom of your page that has the Greek alphabet, where you have your all your Greek alphabet, right next to, well, on the bottom, write these words. The consonant, gamma. Go back a page. Go back a couple of pages. Right here. Right down here. Yeah, just here, whatever. Just down on D. The consonant gamma looks like a Y, but the consonant gamma sounds like a hard G unless there are two of them. The consonant gamma sounds like a hard G unless there are two of them, and if there are two, the first one takes on the sound of an N. Yeah, you're going to learn this. It's going to be cool.
Or like an N, is that? Like NG.
Like NG, that's right. So two gammas have an NG sound. One of them just has a G, hard G, G sound. All right, you will see how that is true soon enough. Okay, now, alright, we're going to learn the seven vowels in the Greek language. We're going to learn something called diphthongs, what they are, what they do, what we make them do, the H sound, and we're going to talk about accents. Now, each one of us have an accent, don't we now? But this is an accent on a letter in the word. Then we're going to talk about punctuation. And, oh boy, going to do some exercises. All right. First of all, the seven vowels. All right. There are seven vowels. The first one's alpha. You already, it's the first letter in the alphabet. It sounds like a short A. Alpha, A. So, the first vowel is alpha. Second one is epsilon. Again, a short E. So, E, A, E, eta. Now, an epsilon and an eta are the same sound, basically, just long and short. Okay, so it's like the same, like we have A, E, I, O, U, but E can say E or E. O can say O or A. I can say I or I. So, they just have different letters for the different sounds. But you got to understand, these two are similar. So, eta as an E. Iota as an I. Short I. Omicron, that's a short U. Short O, U. And then, upsilon, long U. Upsilon. I guess it could be U. Yeah, it's supposed to be U. I was trying to see if I corrected. One more. What is the other vowel? Omega. And that is a long O. So you've got long O, short O. You've got long E, short E. There are a couple of other variations, but don't worry about those right now. So, let's say them together. Ready? Alpha, epsilon, eta, iota, omicron, upsilon, omega. All right. Now, you need to be able to tell me that alpha is a short A sound. You understand the difference between short and long? Keith, I know you're raised in the American education system, which means you learn nothing. Do you know what long and short sounds are? Okay. In English, you'll have a letter, and they'll say like,
don't do that good.
They'll say like, ran, and that is not a long A. If it was a long A, it'd be rain, right? So, short, that's a short sound, ran. So anyway, just so that you know long and short sounds. So, so you need to practice sounding out these vowels and writing their English equivalent, alpha, as in father. Ah. You need to remember on your previous list you had several letters, your epsilon as in what? As in the word met. And eta as in what? as in they. So your fill-ins, you got to get alpha as in father, the A in father. Beta as in met, eh, it's a short sound. Eta, long E sound, as in what? As in they, A. Eta, E, A. Iota as in what? Mix. You're looking it up. Very good. All right. So just practice. Look it up. Keep finding your words. Write them down. You learn by writing. You want to memorize. Because that's in the sequence, like when we say A, E, I, O, U, this is the sequence throughout their alphabet, starting at alpha and or ending at omega. You can group them together in your mind, it doesn't matter, it's just in the list alphabetically. Okay? Alright, Dan, give me the seven vowels without looking at it.
Oh, man, I wasn't
ready for this. Weren't paying attention.
Alpha?
Yeah.
Iota?
No, the first one, go back to alpha.
Alpha.
And then you went eta, but eta. What's the one before that? Go through your list. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta.
Oh, epsilon.
Epsilon, that's your next
iota.
One. Then, not iota, you went to I. You want to go to, you had it.
Alpha. Epsilon.
Mm-hmm. That's your fourth. Right, that's your second one.
I would be next
one. Mm-mm. There's another sound for E.
Oh,
go through your list. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon.
Eta.
Good. Right, so that's your third.
Iota.
Fourth.
Omicron and omega.
Yeah, well, those are down there, yeah.
Omicron.
Okay, good, good.
Omicron.
Omicron.
And then upsilon.
Upsilon, and then omega. Very good. All right, getting it on your head. What you got to do is you've got to visualize your entire alphabet and tick off which ones are vowels right now. Barry.
When we do it, they're vowels.
Yeah.
Alpha. Epsilon. Beta.
Okay. Out of order, but correct. Good enough. All right, John. Epsilon, then omega. Go ahead.
Short to memory. Hi, Dory. Epsilon, beta, iota, omicron.
Good. Kevin. Gee. Brain is going.
That's the light bulb.
Yeah, please, Kevin, answer.
Alpha, epsilon, eta, iota, omicron, upsilon, and omega.
Good.
Alpha, epsilon, eta, iota, omicron, epsilon, omega.
Good. It gets easier as you go along. Okay, again, A-E-I-O-U in English, and you just get two more because they're extra sounds. Okay, long vowels take approximately twice as long to say as a short vowel. So when you say, when you're doing an eta, when you're saying an A, you're making it longer than it for iota. Okay, so it's just something in your mind. Those sounds take longer, as it would in English on most. Diphthongs. Diphthongs, I don't know if you've got this definition, that when two vowels combine to make one sound, when two vowels combine to make one sound, it's called a diphthong. It's a marriage. They're complete. There are 8 basic diphthongs. I didn't know I had that up there. Okay. Now, Alpha Iota, as in aisle. Right? You walk down the aisle and you buy your groceries. Notice our English still carries the Greek.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, what's that word?
Island.
It's an island.
Yeah.
Okay? But you put the A on there and it becomes a column down a row, an open row. When A and an I together, when alpha and iota come together, they are a diphthong. And they make one sound. What is the sound? I. A long, clear I. An alpha upsilon, as in ow is in house or cow. How now, brown cow. So, ow. I. Ow. Ow. How's it going? You could do this in Greek and have so much fun texting. Imagine texting in Greek. How's it going? All right. And then A. Epsilon iota as in height. I said A. It's I. Sorry. Height. Height or freight or fate. Now, yeah, because of the consonants around it, just... Height. It has an I or an E sound. I wish it was... Yeah, sorry. Sorry?
Like an I or an A. Height or
A. Yeah. Freight. Can be. It can be. So when you're looking at it, and you're looking at it, you're learning how to say it, okay? Now some of the words are going to be... It's just like... It's like madness sometimes, just memorizing how to say it. But just go ahead and keep it as an A. All right, this is I, ow, A, as in freight or fate or height. You notice that these letters have come through the Greek and they still affect our spelling. Oi. Oi.
Oi.
Oi. That's the Jewish coming out there. Oi is an oil. Isn't that funny? It is. They're still there in our English language, huh?
That's not spelled in Southern.
That's not spelled Southern?
All.
Is that all? Not where I'm Southern. That's not what we say. We call it oil.
In T-O-I-L-E-T, it's turlet. Up in New York.
Say it again.
Turlet.
What does that have to do with anything? Oil. I know. Turlet.
Turlet.
Get away from me.
You're talking about butchering a language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Oi, as in oil.
Oi.
And then oo, as in group or oo, food. Omicron, upsilon, oo. That's right. Text, can you change your phone? Pay attention. And then oo, as in feud, family feud. Epsilon, upsilon. It's in feud.
Ooh,
ooh. Ooh,
ooh.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. But notice, in English, we spell them differently, but we say them the same. Group, feud. Okay, but the words come through. You just learn how to say, when you see these two letters together, how to say them. And then, what is this letter? Eta, upsilon. So it's about the same as ooh, but you'll see ooh, okay? Ooh. One more. Oui, French. Alright, so we got cork, we got Hebrew, and we've got French in here. Oui, like queen. Alright, so you just got to get in your head this oui. Alright, U. Oo. Oi. I or A. Ow. I. Okay, you got to be able to get that into your head. Alright. So, let's see. Before we go to the H sound, let me ask somebody to pronounce Omega Omicron. Omega Omicron.
Omega Omicron.
Mm-hmm. As in? Yeah. As in group. It would be you. That would be good as well. I didn't even think of that. You. Alpha Iota. Keith.
I, as in aisle.
You could say tie, but it doesn't help me connect in my mind, even though the same sound, but I want to see an alpha, an A and I together. It would help me to remember AI says I. Alpha Yoda says I. Hmm? Oh, I thought you like a tie. I wasn't paying attention to that. I was okay. Okay, Epsilon Iota, Gina.
I like Christ.
Mm-hmm. Or A is an eight, fate. Okay. Omicron Iota.
Oil.
But oil. Sente the sound. Oi as in oil. Good. John, Epsilon Upsilon. Yeah, but give me the sound. Ooh. All right. That's girly talk. All right. Now, okay. The H sound. We're moving right along. The H sound. That sound is indicated by just a mark before of a vowel. It's not on top of a vowel, it's before a vowel. Or it may be, depending on the typesetting, it may look like this. Okay, sometimes, you know, what you're supposed to have is this symbol just before. That's ho. But sometimes they actually put the symbol on top, and it's kind of confusing, but it's that's ho, okay? It's not just omega, o, or upsilon, ah, it's ho. It's the reason because the H there makes it long. And I'll show in a moment, I think. That's also ho. Yeah, but you'd never find omega all by itself. You'll always find the Omicron all by itself, but you'll never find an Omega by itself. Okay. Now notice this. Hodos. Can you say that with me? Now notice. Unfortunately, it used to be over here, and it gets shoved over here on the top. So you're looking at the difference between accent and breathing marks on top of your vowels, or it can also be on top or ahead of a diphthong. Okay, so you're gonna. This is where it's gonna get very confusing. So, hodos is not just adas; it's hodos. See if I've got something I wanted to say. Greek H sounds occur only at the beginning of words. Okay, you'll never have an H sound in the middle or at the end of a word. And it is placed before or above the initial vowel. Okay.
It can be on any of the vowels, right?
That's right.
Upsilon
with it. Yeah, possibly. If upsilon is your second letter, yes.
Okay.
But if you noticed, go back here. Upsilon's not, as you said, Upsilon, I was thinking of Omega. Omega's not involved in those diphthongs at all. It's a special letter. Okay? The other vowels are mixed together except for Omega. I've never seen an Omega mixed with another vowel. All right, so that's the H sound, and you're going to have, you're going to be kind of, well, I'm going to go ahead and show you this. This is cute. Do I have it? I don't. All right. These are letters. You might see that word right there. Can you see it? All right, let's look for the letters. That's iota, lambda, alpha, rho, omicron, sigma. Now, this is actually hilaros. Hilaros. Hilarious. To laugh. That's hilaros. Notice the breathing mark on the front of the first vowel. Okay? Ho. The. Okay? So, I just thought that was something to note that, you know, you can start to see it's not ilaros, it's hilaros. Just like we have hilarious in English. Okay.
Moving on.
Accents. This is where it gets funny because accents and breathing marks can confuse you. There are three kinds of accents. Now, an accent tells you how to stress your voice when saying the word. They usually go on top of vowels. And I'm just going to show you a cupum, all right? You'll see, you can see right there, logos. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean put an H. How do you know not that that's not a H sound?
It's in the middle of the sentence.
That's right. It's not at the beginning. It's not the beginning of the word. Exactly. But it's logos. That tells you that's emphatic. Logos. All right? You have two omicrons. And, well, how do you know which one sounds differently? Isn't it logos or is it logos? Okay? Logos, word. That's acute. Then there's a thing called circumflex. And you'll see this letter here, your eta, that's RK. RK. There's where your emphasis is.
It's like the base names of the old business or something. They have a lot of that.
Yeah, although our English accents are a little bit different, but yeah, that helps you when you learn the basics, okay? Now notice, this is not, well, never mind, don't worry. I'll go over it. That's RK. You know, like an archbishop. Okay, so that's where arc comes from in the English. That's a circumflex on top. And sometimes the circumflex, I don't know if they ever standardize it. Sometimes the circumflex looks like that in some Greek texts on top of a letter. And sometimes there's an extra little tick mark down there at the bottom. Just don't worry about those. Then there's, huh? Yeah, that little mark there. That's actually a breathing mark as well. Grave, a grave mark. And that's this way. Now, if that was by itself, hospital, you made it. You made it. Come on in. You're all right. All right. Okay, good. Grave, theos. Notice, this is not a diphthong. Does anybody see an epsilon, omicron diphthong? Do anybody see that? Because it doesn't exist. Because it doesn't exist, don't put the two letters together. They are pronounced separately. Theos. And the accent is on the os. Not on the, it wouldn't be theos, you know, more accent, yes.
Looking at this, at the middle one, circumflex. So you have a grave and uncircumflex on that word.
That's right.
So it's not just accent. Circumflex has another meaning to it.
There are all kinds of things that are trying to get you stressing tone and volume and everything in every word. In Chinese, if you say something one way, you can say the same word another way, and it means another way, another thing. Just the way you say it. We always talk about the tone in your voice.
Right, yeah, I know. It's very exact, and I'm thinking, RK, if the circumflex wasn't there, how would I change that word, if you can tell me?
I can't. Okay. I'm not.
Yeah.
I've only got 2 years of Greek. I won't go. Those guys are really deep.
Didn't have the circumflex.
Yeah.
RK.
Yeah.
How you would just lower a little bit? Or?
Yeah. Politicians know about tones. They know how to do it. We had dogs, and I had a dog named Charlie. And Charlie's just, he was an excellent dog. He was a very good, he was a golden retriever. And you could look at Charlie, you're the ugliest dog I ever saw. Oh man, you're so ugly. He was a gorgeous dog, but you could say that and he'd go, because the tone in my voice. Alright? And politicians know how to say, I'm going to soak you dry. And I love you, I'm going to take every penny you got. And people don't listen to the words that a politician says. They listen to the tone. And the tone, the way you say a word, has just as much meaning as the actual word. Okay? So that's how come you have these accents in there to make sure you convey the tone. Whether you're angry, sharp, or whether it is soft, and whether it is a fluid motion or choppy, different things like that, okay? So we'll actually take a second, and let's go back, and for the benefit of Brother Brother Eddie, we're going to start, and let's review our seven vowels, okay? We'll have a break between class, and maybe somebody will go over it with him. We have some exercises we've got to do today, but let me see how fast we can go. All right, Eddie, there are seven vowels, okay? And the first one is alpha. Remember, just like in the English, we have A, E, I, O, U. Those are our vowels in the English language. Well, there are two more that are actually copies of vowels in English, but they have a slightly different sound. So alpha is the same as our letter A, but it's a short A. Now, short A means ah. Okay? So it's alpha, ah. Okay? Alpha, epsilon. A short E, which is what? What would E be if it was a short vowel? How would you sound that?
E.
Mm-mm. E is long. E, eh.
Eh.
Okay? So the epsilon is eh. Okay? As in met. Okay? If I wanted to make met long, let's see. I have to add another E, don't I, if I want to make it long. Or I put another E on the end, and now my E says meat, as in the in English, we put an E on the end, it's a meter, but meat. Alright, it's an old meat out, measure out is an older word. Alright, so, or I say M-E-E-T will make my letter long. But this is met. This is the E as in met. Alpha, A. Epsilon, E. Not E.
Yeah,
you gotta force yourself to memorize and change the way you think, amen? This is what RU is all about. It's changing the way we think, amen? Epsilon, E. Next letter. Eta. Now you have a long E. Eta says E as in what, John?
E as in eight.
As in they.
As in they.
Oh, no.
They.
It isn't they. It's A. I keep saying, it's a long E, but it sounds like an A. I'm sorry for saying that. Should be, I have to change that. Change this to a long A. Change that to a long A. The funny thing is, eta is a long form of epsilon, and I'm not sure. I have to check that out. I don't have a great memory. I have to look that up. But for practical things, just put down there is a letter A. Okay? Probably, remind me to check that out. Eta as an A. But it is an E. You got to remember it's an E, not an A.
Don't try to confuse me with
that. That's right. Iota, E. Iota, E. Short I. Okay? As in what, Barry?
Mix.
You remember that one? Alright. Now, I gave you, on your previous page, I gave you a list of what it's like.
Yes.
Okay? So keep that, use that and find out how to say your letters, okay? Omicron, short O, oh, ah, sorry. Omicron, ah. As in what, Gina? What did we say that was? I don't remember. Omicron is in log. Oh, oh. Log. And then upsilon. Now that's a long U. Upsilon. U is in oo. Upsilon. Yeah. And then omega. O. That's a long O. So you need to be able to say alpha, epsilon, eta, iota, omicron, upsilon, and omega are all my vowels, okay? So, let's hear Dan give us all seven vowels. He did it before.
Alpha, epsilon, eta, iota, omicron, upsilon, omega.
Bingo! Alright. So, it's just, again, those are new cards for you to add to your stack to go through that says vowel, alpha. Or you could just have a group of vowels, alpha, epsilon, eta, iota, omicron, upsilon, omega. You just have that list on there, okay? And then the other side just says vowels, seven vowels, so that you can look at them and then memorize them, okay? You need that list to go over. It won't take you too long because you're already memorizing the entire sequence. This one will take too long to go through slowly. I'll have to move rather rapidly. Eddie, when you take two vowels and you put them together, you marry them. They become one sound, okay? And two shall become one, right? They're called a diphthong. It's just, they come out, yeah, every trade has its own language. If you're a builder, you know about, you know, all kinds of measurements and things like this and weights and stuff like that. And in Greek, you learn some language. Diphthong is when you put two vowels together. Like alpha iota, when you see an alpha iota together, it's like an AI in aisle. I don't know if you've ever seen that word before. Walking down the aisle. Okay, when there's a marriage and you have the bride coming down the aisle, you ever heard that phrase? It means coming down the corridor. Now, if you have just an I there, what is that word? ISLE. You ever seen that? It's short for island.
Island, yeah.
Yeah, but when you put the A there, it's not an island anymore. It's walking down the aisle, like down to your grocery store. You're taking your trolley and you're putting stuff, that's the aisle. Okay, that's how it's spelled. So alpha iota as an aisle. Alpha upsilon, oo as in house. Ow. So without this you'd say, I, ow, height. That's also an I or an A. Watch, look at what you get. Look at the height. Look at how the E, I is right there. Height. Or EI can say A as in freight, or like the sound of fate. But just using those two, height or freight. Oi as in oil. When those two are together, you can put an L on the end. Oh, that's oil. That's oi. Oo as in group or food, but group. Or as Barry says, you put a Y in front of there and you get you, don't you? Ooh. You, and then here's you again, as in feud. So these two are very similar, and then this is also you. That's the same, basically, that's an eta upsilon, because they're both the same letters, basically. Epsilon and eta have the same possible sound. So those are diphthongs. You need to be able to say I, oo, A, oi, oo, oo, oo. Oh, I said oo, that's ow. I, ow, A, oi, oo, oo, oo. Alright. And then, oh, I forgot this one. This one was oui, as in French. Oui, oui, monsieur. Oui, like queen. Queen, ween. So it's wee, ooh wee, ooh wee. Just for, it does have its sounds, but when you put them together, they're wee. All right, we talked about the H sound. Whenever there is a, right, this sound is indicated by what we call an accent mark, but it's a breathing mark, over the vowel or over the two vowels as a diphthong, the two vowels that become of a diphthong, when you put that mark over the beginning of a word, it makes it say H, as in hodos. Hodos. You put an H in front of it. There's no H in the... There's no letter H in the Greek language. There's just the thing that makes you say H. Alright? Ever felt manipulated? That's it. It's manipulated. It's making you say H at the first of a word. Hodos. You would ask that, and I thought I remembered it, but I don't remember. It'll be one of your words you do have to remember. I just don't remember at the moment. Now, I use this word now. Now that letter there, omicron, with that mark over the top, that's a breathing mark because it's all by itself. That says ho. Okay? It's not just o, it's ho. Now you see this one? Can you pronounce that one by its letters? That's an iota. What's the next one? Mm-hmm. Alpha. Uh-huh. What's the next letter? It's not a P. It's an R. Rho. So, iota, lambda, alpha, rho. Got to program your brain to always think of an R. What's the next one?
Omicron.
Good. Sigma. So, Ilaros. Ilaros. And look at what's on the first letter at H. So say it with me. Hilaros. Hilaros. It's not os. It's hilaros.
Hilaros.
Right? Hilaros. What does that sound like in the English language? Hilaros. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Hilaros means to laugh. So that's where we get our English word. Hilarious. Ah, he's hilarious. That's a Greek word. Hilarious. So it makes that say, you're going to freeze here. We'll just get the electric one out. So certain words that you're going to learn actually have an H sound. Accents, we're going to focus on these more later on. But that accent makes it say logos. Makes you accent the first syllable of your word, logos. If there was no accent, it'd be, I don't know how you do it. Logos. Very boring language. But logos, which this in the beginning was the logos. In the beginning was the word, spoken word. That is called an acute accent, a circumflex. It's this little guy up here. You have it on your keyboard, and nobody uses it unless you're in another language. So, but it's the circumflex above a Ada here, and it's just RK, as in high, an archbishop, they say. Circumflex, and one last one was grave accent over the omicron. Theos, which is God. Theology is where we come with the study of God. All right, that's rapid. Somebody's going to have to help him. Let's talk about marks of punctuation. Marks of punctuation. The four marks of punctuation is the period. Obviously, it stops the sentence. All right? Secondly, is a comma. It's not used that much at all. Usually, you pause by context. So a lot of the commas and a lot of the marks that are in our English Bible are because you understand the context. And people, people don't respect commas and breathing marks today. Very few people think about what they say, much less what they read. So, but the Greeks thought about everything, and really your grandparents were much more intelligent than we give them credit for. We thought our parents were stupid until we were about 24, 25, didn't we? You know, our parents were born under a barn somewhere. But really, there was some... there's not all these... You know, like when you're reading a document, tell me, or they'll send you an email, something will be all in caps.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they'll put exclamation marks, or they'll put star, star, star in front of it. That never existed. You can get it from the context. And the same thing's in your King James Bible, also in the Greek. You don't have to have all of that huge amount of typographical bold, italicized, you know, red letters and stuff like this. Okay, so comma. A question mark. Does that look like a question mark?
No,
but that's how they wrote a question mark. So you read along, and then you see a semicolon, and you go, ah, oh, it's a question, duh. Yes, they did. They had full stops. Huh?
I was just continuous,
wasn't it? No, they had full stops. Yeah. But they didn't go to the next line. They didn't have paragraphs. They didn't have spaces. It was a nightmare. And then this is called a semicolon, which means it's a pause in the sequence of statements. You read Luke chapter 1 and you'll see, I don't know what, about 150 word long sentence. Runs about 14 verses before there's a full stop. But there are several semicolons throughout there saying pause, take a breath, keep reading, pause, take a breath. They're very long sentences, okay? So those are your four marks of punctuation. Ah, sweet. Here come the exercises. All right. First thing I want to do right now, you've got six letters there. Practice pronouncing the following words phonetically and write out the word, each word in English. That's what I just said. So, somebody give me the first word. Yes, sir.
Go.
So, write it out in English. Nobody else talk now. Just write out all. We'll check and make sure that you got every letter correctly. Letter in English. I want to be able to know that you can pronounce it. Yeah, those are yes, they're real words. Shh. You'll learn what they mean later. Some of them you can figure out off the top, dude. Should be able to do it from memory without having to look at your... It's alright, there'll be tests later. Are they Greek words? Yes, they are. This is not Latin or Hebrew. I'm not giving you translations, I'm just asking you to be able to phonetically spell them. So that when you see that word, you go, ago. Next word, da-da. Next word, da-da. You ought to be able to say it. Right off the top.
There's only one letter for each one.
Yes, right now. Yes, right now. Yes, I only want to see right now. Now, theoretically, when you do get to some diphthongs, you will make those diphthongs into one letter. Okay? Unless you think of a way of making the word sound correctly with two letters. Everybody finished? Come on, Barry. Come on, we're going to use this in soul winning here in just a little while. Okay. Let's go for the first one is Ago, A-G-O. Second one, Dan.
Blepo.
See the pie? Blepo. Third one, Barry.
Gnosko.
Gnosko. Not Gnosko. Oh, Omega never says ah. It always says its long name. Gnosko. What would you think Gnosko means?
Knowledge.
Yeah, like the word Gnostic. Knowledge. Knowing. Yeah. So it actually means to know something. All right, Gnosko. John, next one.
Grapho.
Grapho means? Graphic. To write. You can use a PH if you, yeah, or an F. I just want to make sure that you can say it correctly.
Oh, yeah.
So grapho, G-R-A-F-O, or G-R-A-P-H-O would be the proper way of saying it. Just right now I'm just trying to get you to be able to pronounce it, yes?
Would you write down the H?
Yes, G-R-A-P-H-O.
Yeah, because it's a
P-H-O. Yeah. Next one, Keith.
Oh,
E.
Oh, fellow.
Fellow. And then let's see.
Let's see.
That was E. What did you see? C.
Does it mean like to see?
Fellow. No, it's not fellow telescope. No, that's teles. What would be scope? Teles is distant. And scope, view. I don't know what telescope would be in Greek. I don't know. Anyway. Now this is a hard one. Can you say the last one, Eddie? F. No, it's not them. What's the first letter? Pi. P. Pempo. Pempo. Some of these words are not like anything you have in English, so you gotta just say what it says. Pempo. All right. Pempo. So P-E-M-P-O. All right. Second thing you're doing now is I want you to practice your Greek alphabet, Greek letters, five times, write out each one. Yeah. Alpha, 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 alpha. Five times. Make sure that they are clear, distinct, not like huge fishes. Gamma needs to look like a very clear, distinct, narrow Y. Epsilon, like a little fancy E. Delta, like a nice D with a top hook on it. And beta, like a capital B with a bottom tail on it. I want to make sure it's nice and sharp, clear, good looking. Your deltas can also, you got, I don't know, if I were to work on your delta, go ahead, let me see here. Maybe make your tops, see,
okay.
That looks like a six every time. So you can make it, just make it a little more distinct so it's not quite like a six. Gamma. Now, your gammas can go under the line or on top of the line. You're okay. So your epsilon looks like fancy E's. Now, you got cat. Okay. They look like capital E's. That's right.
Is it supposed to go below the line?
Well, it doesn't matter. It should, but I didn't give you much space, so you're okay. Now, your deltas, again, your deltas look... You're going to see when you write it out, somebody else will not be able to read your writing. So make sure your D's... I'm just going to encourage you to make your D... look like this. You've got the bottom circle. That's how you should make your D. Looks kind of like a normal D looks like this. Alright? So you want to start over at about the 1 o'clock position on your clock, okay? Starting here. You want to start here, go around, and then continue up, and then a small hook up at the top. That's your D. People be able to read your writing, especially your professor. I didn't see your D. I don't think. Yeah, your new D. Yeah, you're still working on it. Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. Just sometimes Make your circle as smooth as possible. Yeah, good. Bees are good. I like your bee with your tail going under the line.
The
gamma looks much tighter now. Although you have them very long, you don't have to have them that long. Your deltas are good. Your alphas are good. Gammas are good. Everything's good. Okay, yeah, your D's are excellent. Excellent. Excellent! Greek letter writing passed. All right, now you got some fun. You have Kata Yohanan, according to John. You're looking at, yeah. You have John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in Greek. Fancy letters. It's going to throw you a couple of times. You need to write out in English as best as you can these letters. Your first letter is a capital Epsilon. It's in the fancy grammar. So you got, I'll just read it for you. En harke, hein hologos, kai hologos ein pros ton theon. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was the God, is what it's saying. What did I say, Epsilon? Yeah, I did. That is an E. N. R. K. I pronounce it N. R. K. In the beginning.
So, but we write E.
Yeah, you're writing E. N. A. R. K. A.
We're writing it just the way it is.
Yes, just the way it is. Mm. Don't. Now you've got an O there. Some of these things I'm going to help you with, and whether you miss it or not doesn't matter. Again, if you have an Omicron with just by itself and it's got a breathing mark on the top, you say ho. Make sure you got the H if there's a O there. Now there is actually a breathing mark on top of the second ho. I don't know why it's not there in the page. That's actually Hain. H A N E. Bingo. And notice the big upside down V is a capital delta. I'm sorry, capital lambda. Alright. That is a capital lambda, omicron, gamma, omicron, sigma. Alright? Yeah, this is just the way that it was written. Yeah. I'm just giving you some experience. So I'm throwing you into the wolves. Right now, as best as you can phonetically. You're going to mess up, don't worry, but I want you to be able to read, to look at the Greek and read it. Alright, I want you to be able to go, just like I did, ein, harke, hein, hologos.
English letters
phonetically as best as you can so that you say hain. Don't just go ain. You ought to be able to say Ada nu is hain. Yeah, H-A-I-N or H-A-N-E. It's your third word. It's got all kinds of fun things, but it still has a breathing mark. It is a breathing mark, and it's the first vowel in a word.
It's not harke, is it?
Yes.
It is.
Ain, harke, because it is the first vowel. And notice how the word arch is used as the word beginning. It's the top. At the top. All right, folks, from the top. Isn't that funny? From the beginning. Mark. That's a breathing mark for H. Make sure you have a comma because it is extra marks, circumflex and a breathing mark, so don't worry. Somebody sent me Greek. Barry. It's beautiful. That is cute. You see it?
Yeah.
Oh, I am impressed. It's all caps, though.
You know what it means?
I haven't even read it.
If I was to read it now, I'd say...
No, I... Theos.
So I'm just writing it the way I'd say...
Logos Theos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't remember. I haven't read caps in a long time. Very good. Which one? Proston. Pros? It's not pros. Remember, it's not a... that is...
Grav, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you... No? No, no, it's not a omega. Pros. If there was a if there was an omega in there, it'd be pros.
And the accent, the great accent.
Nothing, don't worry about it. I'm just letting you know it's there, you'll learn a little bit more later. How are you pronounced? Kappa, Alpha, Iota.
Kai.
Good. As an aisle. Now, kind of don't write too big so you got room to write it all. Capital Pi. Did you see the word? What is that word?
P-A-N-T-A.
Yeah, where do you have a pantomime? Penta. Penta, pantomime, when somebody does a pantomime. Or what they call the panto, when you go to the theater, they do a panta means all things. So a pantomime is where they're put on a show, and it could be anything. So all things by him were made is agenito. Agenito is were created.
Is that just that's just in the air there somewhere? That is.
So about the delta iota?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's a mark after it. Don't worry about the mark after it. So. Look up, let me see your smiley faces, happy smiley faces looking at me. 1, 2, 3 Eddie.
Good.
See, we'll actually take everybody out and let them know how fun it is. Greek. Zoe. What is that word?
Yes.
Zeta, right? So what's the word Zoe? You've heard. I mean, they name their kid Zoe, which means zoology is the word for it. Life. In him was life. En auto. Auto is him. In him was life. I'm going to ask that you finish that by next week. Okay? You are going to get to... You're going to have to get to the place where you can do it without looking at your letters. And then we'll look on pronunciation. Probably in 2 weeks, Dan will be able to say, Ein har ke, hein ho logos. Turlet. Hi, ha, logos, ein, pros, ton, theon, kai, theos, ein, ho, logos. All right, let's move on to the next one, number 4. You can finish that on your own time. It just give you an experience. Be able to ask questions or stuff like that. Work on finishing that by next week. You got Greek letter writing. I want you to do zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, alpha. Practice those. Some of them are repeat, doesn't matter. What does a zeta look like?
list all the alphabet B in the Greek.
I'm not there yet. In the future, you'll have exercises that I'll let you do in class. Some of them I'll assign for homework. Right now, I want to be able to allow you to ask questions. All right, practice your letter writing. How many of you have created memory cards? I've seen some. You've gone, Keith. You got the memory cards? Have you been working on those? All right, those are the beginning. You need to sit there while you're eating your cornflakes and go through them after you've read your Bible. The Greek after your Bible. Amen, not before. There are people who do that, and more power to them, but I don't believe they really know what they're missing because they're just la-la land. Eggheads! All right. Next one is list the Greek alphabet that you know. You ought to be able to do alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, iota, theta. Right on all the way. Write them all in Greek. In Greek. Yeah, I'm kind of dumb to read. Greek symbols. Put it in order as best as you can. Try to, and then count them up. Make sure they count. Four letters. Sure, you've got the list of the seven vowels down there. Put them in Greek. Not A. then after you finish that, write out the Greek from the English. So Adelphos will be with Alpha, Delta, Epsilon,
right.
Lambda, Phi, Omicron, Sigma. Okay, so you're working backwards. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and for the next 30 minutes after that, less than that, 20 minutes, we're going to come back, and you're going to get with partners. Yes, if I could put the two of you, I guess I'll go to Keith, and then Keith and John and Barry and Dan. You guys will find different, I need you to review everything. I need you to test each other. Go through letters. If you've got your cards, you need to have the other person test you and hold it up, and you go alpha, da-da-da, da-da-da. Then you need to ask them, this is a diphthong, how do you say alpha iota? And they need to be able to say I, as in aisle. Okay, so go through what you can in the next 20 minutes. So take a break, and if you've got more to work on your exercises, do those at home. Maybe you could ask questions, whatever. But quickly go to the bathroom, get your cup of tea, and you've got 20 minutes until thereabouts. I'll give you probably 25 minutes. But you need to be able to review with each other, so break into different areas of the room.